time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every heart, every woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every heart, every woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is Jesus Brought Grace. It's from my CD, True Worship. Sit back and enjoy.
Lord, you brought me grace.
Through that grace, I'm now
Well, welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. You can get all of the great information about Love Ministries. So let's jump into our interview for today. We have two lovely ladies joining us with Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. We have Latasha Woods. Latasha is the founder of Helping Hands Center for Obesity Incorporated. We also have Elka Yarbrough, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Helping Hands Center for Obesity Incorporated. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being here. I am truly excited to find out all about Helping Hands, and I know you all are doing great work in the Dallas area. So the first thing I want to ask you really is your background. What is Helping Hands? How did you get into it? How did you start Helping Hands? Because Helping Hands is a nonprofit organization, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. So let us know your background. How did you get into this work?
Well, actually, God gave me a vision in 2006.
Okay.
I used to be an officer for the Dallas Sheriff Department.
Okay.
And I was there for about 13 years. Mm-hmm. And one day I was just sitting there at this contemplating, what do I want to do? You know, God, what would you have me to do? And the Lord placed on my heart children.
Okay.
He said that, you know, I didn't know exactly at that time what area I wanted to do, but I knew at that particular time obesity was on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taking over our children, over the country, and it was steady. The numbers were growing astronomically.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided, I said, okay, well, let me just start. You know, the Bible says, state your vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
So I started writing things down and doing a little research. And then for a while I sat on it, didn't really move on it. Then I went to my two sorority sisters, Elka and Ira,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to them about it, and I asked them would it be something they would be interested in. First they thought I was selling something, but I said, I'm selling something, okay, but this is not actually going to be something that's going to be, that we will gain from it,
yeah.
but it will be more of a blessing to children
mm-hmm.
other than something for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to them about it, and I asked them were they interested. They said yes, and they came on board.
All right.
And so we've been together for about 6 years now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we also have other partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a total of 7 of us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So she was really good selling this, huh?
She was good selling it to me as well.
Yes.
And I did at first think that it was a sales pitch. I'm saying, oh, my goodness. Okay. What does she want me to sell? And when she explained it further, I knew I had to be a part of it because
mm-hmm.
I've still struggle with weight issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifetime journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a journey and not a fad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to give to the youth what I've learned and
mm-hmm.
my experiences and, you know, what I've researched as well. So I was eager to be a part of this organization
mm-hmm.
To help bring awareness to childhood obesity because it's taking out our children at a very young age.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, I've learned that with young people, it's best to share with them things, not that we read in a book, but this is my lifestyle. Like these are the things that I have learned that have helped me, you know, and kids really, they take to things that are true when they're true and they come from an honest place. They're like, okay, I can
yes.
trust this person. Like they're sharing their story with me. I connect with their story. You know, I want to be a part.
Exactly.
You know, of what they're doing. So I know that Helping Hands really focuses, is kind of, it works on the three, what do we call these? Three point thrust. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Three point thrust.
Yes.
So share with us what the 3 point thrusts are.
So the 3 point thrust is, first of all, our message is to get fit, get moving.
Okay.
So we want you up and moving around, not just sitting down. Encourage your kids to get out and, you know, encourage them to do physical activity
mm-hmm.
and make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our whole target of getting children involved, because when you say exercise, it kind of, you know, distracts the child and they really right. don't want to do anything. So if you give them something creative to do, mm-hmm. that's what we mainly focus on. Mm-hmm. Now, on the three-point thrust, it's nutrition. And that includes diseases and disorders. Then we also educate on the emotional side of it. You know, mm-hmm. what causes you? Why are you obese? Mm-hmm. Dealing with the emotional side. Mm-hmm. And then also the physical activity with a twist. And that's the part that we're talking about, involving them in different types of fun activity.
Right. So what kind of activities are you all helping, you know, young people to get involved in? How do we keep the exercise, not like exercise, but keep it fun for kids?
We have multiple activities that we give throughout the year. Mm-hmm. We started out with a 5K walk and health fair. We turned it into an obstacle race and health fair that we have annually. And we also are now planning the lock-in for this November at Celebration Station in Mesquite. But that's also to get the kids moving and active, mm-hmm. running around and playing. Mm-hmm. And so at the obstacle race, we have contests. And we have teams. And so the kids are really excited about it. You know, we have a big, huge obstacle course, blow-up mm-hmm. obstacle course. And so they're just, you know, running, jumping, hopping over things. And they're just having a ball. And as soon as they come out of the obstacle, you know, you have to jump in the potato sack and do the potato sack race. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just make it fun. Yeah. But what they're not realizing is that their heart rate is going up. Mm-hmm. You know, they're perspiring. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're using a lot of energy. They're using all of their muscles. Mm-hmm. They don't really understand what it all entails for them. Mm-hmm. But we know that it's healthy for them. It's to get them moving right. and get them active. Kids are now so into the electronics mm-hmm. and everything is technology based. And we've gotten away from actually just going outside to play with your right. neighbor, right. you know, talking face to face and not right. through text or social media. Mm-hmm. And so although those things are excellent tools, but we also need to get back to the basics.
Right. Right, right. You know, that you bring up a great point. I mean, when we were young, we were always outside. Yes. I mean, we were hardly inside playing, video games. I don't know. I guess they didn't exist like that.
Not like it does today.
to hold your attention the entire day. We were outside all the time. And, you know, I remember when we were young, you know, our mothers would say, don't come back in. Stop opening and closing the door. Like, we would stay outside all day.
Exactly.
You know? So this is good. These are, you're doing things to kind of take it back to how it used to be. You know, when you say yes. with the potato sack and things like that, there were so many things that we would just pick up to make up a game out of. It didn't yes. have to be, you know, something bought. So I like that. It's kind of mm-hmm. like taking it back to how we used
exactly.
to. Yeah.
We've had tug of war, dodgeball.
Yeah.
You know, all those different sports.
Yeah.
Hula hoops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hula hoops.
Yes. We loved hula hoop and jump rope and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. We do that for hours.
Exactly.
That is good. So I want to ask you about the emotional piece, because our listeners, you know, sometimes sometimes we learn to eat maybe when we aren't feeling well about, you know, ourselves or what happened that day. The emotional, you know, side goes with eating. So how are you helping young people work through that? Are you teaching to keep the emotions away from what you eat, or?
Not to keep the emotions away from what you eat. My grandmother used to tell me when I was younger, she would always say that, she said, I eat to live. I don't live to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that has stuck with me throughout the years because she would eat what would make her healthy.
Yes.
She would eat enough to nourish her body.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that when we're going through things, you know, whether it's good or bad, we usually turn to food. You know, if you love sweets, then that's going to be your go-to. You're going to go and get ice cream or cake if you're feeling bad or if something has happened where you're upset. And that's what we mean by emotional eating. Mm-hmm. You turn to food instead of other things, you know, instead of picking up a book and read. Who wants to do that when they're upset? You know, they want to go and binge on something.
Right.
And so we try to, we bring in other experts.
Okay.
We bring in counselors. We bring in dietitians, nutritionists. We actually have a pediatrician on our board. So we bring in other professionals, medical professionals, to assist in the emotional areas, okay, of our thrust, to assist with that portion. We also have our curriculum, and we bring our curriculum to other organizations, to the Boys and Girls Club, to the YMCA, and we teach the kids during the summertime at their camp about healthy decisions, and not just eating, but just lifestyle choices to make better choices for your life. Eating and that side of it is one area, and it can help you in other areas. We know that when you feed your brain the proper nutrients, the brain will work for you.
Right.
You know, you'll be able to stay up in school while you're in class. You'll be able to think better, function better. You know, your body systems can work better when it's nourished properly. But in the morning time, if you're feeding it hot fries and, you know, Coca-Cola and soft drinks and all that sugary stuff, your body is not, you'll be on a high for a few minutes and then your body is just going to come down.
Right.
And you'll find yourself sleeping in class and not being able to pay attention. Therefore, you act out because you can't focus on what the teacher is teaching you. So now you're doing other things in the classroom that's disruptive.
Right.
So it really helps the child 100% to be healthy and make better lifestyle choices.
Right. I like that because it seems as if you're teaching children, you know, when they are young about making good choices. And I've learned that because a lot of times, you know, when they haven't, when a child hasn't tried green vegetables, they just assume they don't like them. But you can teach yourself to enjoy something if you just, you know, give a little taste here, give a little taste tomorrow, give a little taste, you know, the next day. Then you can teach yourself to enjoy it, and then you can do the things that, that you're saying, be in class and be alert and ready to learn. I agree. It also it starts with that nutrition. How are you helping the young people to branch out and try different things?
Well, one of the things that we do, we have a project called Project Taste Test. With that particular project, we are in the schools.
Okay.
So for the first year, when we first started up on Helping Hands, we did a survey where we brought in, because Elka is a caterer, so she prepared a spaghetti with paraded carrots and stewed tomatoes and all of the things that the children said that they did not like.
Right.
And, you know, she's excellent cook, so it was seasoned to perfection. And she also did a sugar-free tofu cheesecake.
Okay.
And we brought this
I want that. Well, how come
we should be having that today. Right. She did a graham cracker crust with it as well. So
yeah.
She brought that in, and we surveyed probably about 80 students.
Okay.
I think it was about 80 students because it was a whole day that we were there. And when I tell you we did cup A, cup B, cup A just had, you know, the whole enriched pasta that we grew up on, the regular spaghetti, and then we did the whole grain. And the children, believe it or not, they chose cup B, which was the whole enriched whole grain pasta. And they said, well, we don't like carrots. We don't like tomatoes. Elka said, well, you just ate it.
Right.
And not only that, but dish A and B had, because it was the same sauce mm-hmm. okay. for each one, we just changed the pasta. Mm-hmm. We did whole grain and then the enriched flour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they chose the whole grain, but they all said, well, we don't like carrots and we don't like vegetables. And mm-hmm. I said, well, you just ate it in both.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Both sauces are wow. exactly the same. Mm-hmm. We only changed the pasta. Mm-hmm. And they loved the tofu cheesecake. They just could not believe mm-hmm. that it was tofu.
Right.
And yeah. we didn't tell them what it was until after they completed their survey.
Okay.
So it was an awesome experiment
yes.
that we did. And we do that. We have different projects that we have. Project Taste Test is one.
Okay.
And Project Plate Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the one that we were mostly in the YMCA Boys and Girls Club okay. in churches.
Okay.
And that's the one that encompasses all three of the 3-point thrust.
Okay.
So where we talk about nutrition, emotional, and the physical aspect of, okay. of childhood obesity. And so it's broken down to three different segments.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what all happens in you say the plate challenge?
It's called Project Plate Champion.
Project Plate Champion.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do with Project Plate Champion is we bring different size plates in.
Okay.
And we have the kids to, after they've learned, after we've taught them different, you know, aspects of health, they have to draw a meal and they have to draw the portion on the plate that would be for the protein, you know, for the grains, for the vegetables, for even the carbs, the starches, and what portion. And so they have to create in a group their menu, mm-hmm. and then they have to draw it on the plate. And so it just shows us what they have learned for the week. Usually we're there for a few weeks, either a week or a few weeks, depending on the organization. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how these kids, their brains are, you know, they absorb so much right. so quickly. It's mm-hmm. like a sponge.
Right.
And one thing that's very important to mention, too, is that we teach label reading.
Okay.
So that's important because kids go to the stores with their parents and they also teach their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So as the parents are picking up canned goods or picking up packages, you know, to put in the cart, the kids can teach their parents how to read the label to see what is the serving size, how much sodium is in it, how much sugar, mm-hmm. you know, how much protein is in it. And then what we can do to make it a little bit healthier. Everybody can't buy fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not feasible for every budget.
Mm-hmm.
So even with a canned good, what can you do to help make it a little bit more healthier,
okay.
although it's in a can
right.
and has preservatives in it?
Yeah.
So we teach every aspect of the child. We target the total child
mm-hmm.
and not just the physical
mm-hmm.
Because we know that overeating a lot of the times is emotional.
Right.
And so we have to target the emotion. We have to get down to the root cause of why you're eating so much or why you're choosing a particular type of food over mm-hmm. another.
Mm-hmm. I like that you're teaching label reading because I don't think that was anything that I learned until maybe, you know, adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I knew anything about that. And you're right, depending on what zip code you live in.
Absolutely.
You know, you may not be close to anything that, you know, sells fresh vegetables.
Exactly.
So label reading is really important.
It is.
The children, if they know, and you're right, if they are educated and they know that, okay, somebody's helping me to make better choices, they will read labels. And our children are so intelligent. As long as we give them the great information, they can use it. And our children, specifically in Love Ministries, in our nonprofit, they are in one of those zip codes where the closest grocery store is pretty far from them, and they are on foot most of the time. They get on the bus
yes,
to go to
yes.
school, you know,
yeah.
and they come back home, and we are doing this. We
mm-hmm.
and hopefully Love Ministries can come in contact with Helping Hands, and we can partner
Certainly.
In some things
absolutely
to help our children figure out, okay, what is the best way for me to help not only myself, but my entire household. And you know what? This is really the work of the Lord. So I really commend you all for what you're doing at Helping Hands.
Thank you.
And we're going to have to take a break, but we're going to come right back after the break. And we want to hear more, and we want to hear about the future of Helping Hands. So everyone, let's take a break, and we will be right back with Latasha and Elka.
To Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Well, welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. We are having a great conversation with Latasha Woods, the founder of Helping Hands Center for Obesity Incorporated, and also Elka Yarbrough, Chief Operating Officer of Helping Hands Center for Obesity Incorporated. And we just learned in the first part of our interview that Elka is a chef who, I'm not eating the cheesecake right now. I wish I was eating cheesecake, but that's why we're going to have to get together, because I want the tofu cheesecake. That sounds like it's right up my alley. So, ladies, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. And you know, I can tell that Helping Hands Center for Obesity Incorporated, this is really a labor of love for you guys. And Latasha, like you said, that the Lord gave you this vision of you know what to do next, you know, with your life, and you're living out that vision. And so my first question is, where are the different places that you've taken Helping Hands to?
Oh, my goodness. Helping Hands has been in the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
We've been at the YMCA.
Okay.
We've done churches, of course, high school,
mm-hmm.
now elementary schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just primarily in the community, kind of all over.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And Helping Hands, you said 7 years?
6 years.
6 years.
Yes.
So you've done a lot of work in 6 years.
Yes, we have.
So what is the feedback that you're getting from communities after you've done a program? Because your programming is fun, it's unique. It sounds like it's not like lecture, like you all are getting people involved and doing fun activities with them, also educating at the same time. So what has been your feedback from communities?
We've had excellent, excellent feedback. As a matter of fact, the majority of the organizations that we have brought our program to, we've gone to them multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. The Boys and Girls Club, it's not just one summer program that we have, participated with.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone there at least 3 times, the YMCA, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they continue to bring us back because they have gotten such good feedback from the kids.
Right.
And really a point to note here is that it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling when we have had a child who has participated in our program, and then the next time we see them, they're able to regurgitate everything
right.
that they learned the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So an entire year has passed, and a child runs up to you and tells you, I learned how to read, you know, I read labels when I go to the
yeah.
grocery store, and I've taught my mom, and mm-hmm. Just want to, you know, want to say thank you. I've lost this amount of weight, and, you know, I'm now active, or I'm mm-hmm. playing sports, or I'm doing this or doing that. And it's just, it's a wonderful feeling to know that, okay, I've actually reached a child.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has, this is a person who is measurable. You know,
yes.
we see where they started the year before and now where they are today.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone repeatedly to these different organizations to bring our program.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. And Elka, you were telling me that when in our break, you were telling me that childhood obesity is an issue that has been around for a while, but it's an issue also that's on the rise.
Yes, it is on the rise. And, you know, we started this even before First Lady Michelle Obama started her program.
Mm-hmm.
But it motivated us even more once her you know, focus was on healthy eating, healthy living for kids and mm-hmm. better food and healthier food in the school systems.
Right.
Some of the food that we're feeding our children, even in the school systems, is just horrible.
Right.
And the kids may get a plate and then throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're not actually eating the food. They'd
mm-hmm.
prefer eating some chips until after school when mm-hmm. they can go and buy something fried,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
which is not good either.
Right, right.
But, when she started her program, that really motivated us to keep going because, as Latasha stated, it's a journey and it's a hard journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a passion for it because there are times when you just want to say, okay, that's it.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to move forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, no, let's remember our purpose, the reason why you had the vision, you were given the vision, and the purpose that you called us to be a mm-hmm. part of this. So we're going to stand strong. We're going to persevere no matter what is thrown our way because the ultimate goal is to help our children.
Yes.
I tell you, obesity is an epidemic,
mm-hmm.
but it is a curable epidemic.
Right.
And so there's hope. And whenever there's hope, you have to keep striving
mm-hmm.
because you have hope. So although the journey may be, you know, rough sometimes, and not just for us as an organization, but even on your journey to lose weight or just be healthy because you have some very small people who are not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always just about weight, but it's healthy eating and healthy living.
Right.
And that's our goal and our focus.
Right. So, Latasha, how is it now? I know you said that the Lord gave you this vision and then you called Elka. What does it feel like to create something like Helping Hands and then have a community of people embrace this vision and work with you and go this journey with you?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like I said, each year something different happens with mm-hmm. Helping Hands. We get something different, and it may not necessarily be what we anticipated, but it's just what God would have it to be.
Right.
And so with that being said, the journey, although sometimes it's arduous, it's one that is embraced.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of love comes through it, a lot of people pushing and encouraging us to stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, a lot of good positive feedback. So I know, and even when we're in the YMCA and Boys and Girls Club, like Elka said, when we go back, these kids actually remember our motto. They repeat, they're able to go back and say, oh, we remember you guys.
Right.
You were here last year, Helping Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we start saying our creed to them, the kids get involved and they remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to rebuttal and tell us everything that we're taught them. So that lets us know we're doing something.
Yes.
They are gravitating to some information and they're learning. And so it makes you feel really good because it basically says my work is not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am actually doing this. I've done this. We're at it. We're going to stay with it.
Yes.
Now, they have to encourage me a lot because I get discouraged a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I understand.
Because sometimes you're just like, Lord, we're doing everything that we could possibly do. I mean, what else is it that we're not doing? You're
mm-hmm.
trying to figure this out. But then God comes back and does something, you know, extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know, and so you, it's like I said, you just have to embrace it.
Yeah.
You just have to embrace it.
Wonderful. So, Elka, let me ask you this. How do you come up with the food that you're gonna serve? How do you get these ideas? Like, how did you get the idea to put the vegetables in the spaghetti sauce?
Well, let me just give you a slight little background.
Okay.
I'm not from Dallas. I'm from New Orleans.
Okay.
So of course, New Orleans is synonymous with good food.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is centered around good food, family, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I moved to Dallas after Hurricane Katrina, I just, you know, my culture is with me. It's in me and it's mm-hmm. who I am. My parents taught me how to cook. My great aunt taught me how to cook. And I brought that with me to Dallas and started a small catering business because of it. And so the ideas just, you know, the creativeness, people are creative in different ways.
Right.
One of our partners is an art teacher who actually wrote the curriculum.
Okay.
But she's an art teacher in high school here in Dallas, and she's very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
She can draw. She can do all kinds of graphics and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's her expertise. And she gets these ideas, you know, all the time. It's the same with me. I have a love for food.
Mm-hmm.
And loving food is not a bad thing.
Right.
It's not a bad thing at all. But you have to be able to love healthy food as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these ideas just pop in my head, and then I'll try them at home. You know, well, maybe if I put this herb or this spice or, you know, try it this way,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe bake it. I love to crunch. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of people who like fried foods, it's not so much the fact that it's fried, but they love the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I get my food crunchy and not fry it?
Wonderful.
And it's still healthy?
Okay.
So then I said, okay, well, maybe I'll broil it. Under, you know, put it under the broil so it can get a nice crust on it and
mm-hmm.
whatnot. So there are different ways, different things, and I try to find alternatives, and I try them at home first. I say, okay, we can do this or we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's try it. I can prepare it this way, and then we'll see what the kids say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see what they, you know, if they enjoy it and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's just a creativeness that I automatically have,
yeah.
And you know, I always call that a gift,
yeah,
because I can't really tell you that it just, you know, I've read cookbooks, yes, I have. Food Network is one of my favorite,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
shows that I'm
yeah.
Channels that I'm watching all the time, so I'm getting ideas,
mm-hmm.
and then I just put them together, try them at home. And there you have it.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. That's the Lord. He makes us creative mm-hmm. in all of these different ways, and then we come together, we can do something special.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
So, Latasha, you have a call to action. Share with us your call to action.
Well, my call to action is to change the mindset of individuals, and it's paradigm of change through a conscious mind.
Okay.
One step at a time, process it. You have to make your mind up about trying to change your eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
To change it, you're going to take one step at a time. So not just really forcing yourself into it, but just analyzing and saying, okay, today I'm going to cut back on this. You know, tomorrow I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to make up your mind that you're willing to make the change.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to convert it. You have to implement everything that you have learned and everything that you have gravitated to in order to make this process successful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I remember when I was, I think, a teenager, and I was trying to cut out chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And because my doctor suggested that I did that, and I loved chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, I would try to gather quarters around the house because at school it cost 50 cents to get a package of chocolate chip cookies, chocolate cookies. They were like double chocolate. But then my doctor was like, I think you need to, let's try some different things with your diet. Let's cut out chocolate. Let's see how your body does. And I thought, there's no possible way that I could cut out chocolate. Just, you know, I loved it so much. And I was talking to my grandmother and telling her, you know, the doctor said, you know, he's going to try to cut out some different things. He wants me to start with chocolate, but there's no way that I can do that. And she said, yes, you can. Just make up your mind that you're going to do it, and then, you know, you
just
can do it. Just take it day by day, like you just said. And honestly, that was the first, when she said that to me, that was the first time I ever thought, okay, maybe I can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can. When the doctor said it, I was for sure, because, you know, I was diehard chocolate. And now today, I can have a little piece of chocolate, if somebody prepares it, I'm not going to cook it myself, but if somebody prepares it, I can have a little piece, and that's that, you know, that's good. So we really can make up our minds, and we really can take it day by day, and we really can change.
Yes, we can.
We really can. That's the way that the Lord, you know, the Lord made us.
Yes.
So, Elka, you were sharing with me some things that you really want our listeners to understand about childhood obesity.
Well, childhood obesity is an uncontrollable epidemic that is preventable, but it's prevalent across all demographic areas. It is curable. And so we want people to go to our website so that they can see what we've done, who we are, our upcoming events, things like that. But just to understand what obesity is. And once you understand what it is and know what can result from it, which is not good, then you can begin to make decisions regarding a better, healthy, you know, healthier lifestyle.
Right, right.
But you have to understand what obesity is first to know that, okay, I'm obese and I need to make a change. But always, always understanding that you have to love yourself wherever you are, and you have to love yourself enough to want to make the change. And if you love yourself enough to want to make the change, then you will make that change one step at a time.
Right, right.
Remember, it's a process and it's not an overnight process. So take your time with it, make better choices day by day, and you'll find that at the end of the week, you'll feel better about yourself.
Yes. So give us your website.
Our website is helpinghandsc4o.wix.com/HHC40.
Okay. All right. So we'll put that on our social media as well to help people find, you know, you find your website and find the information. Now, I know that you have something important coming up, and this looks like a lot of fun. So let us know. And I believe it's on November 26th.
Yes.
So what this is a youth empowerment lock-in. So what is it all going to entail? They're passing. They're like, you.
Well, the youth empowerment lock-in, it's a 2-hour lock-in at Celebration Station in Mesquite. It's on November 26th, which is, I believe, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I know the kids are out of school for that week. So it'll be, you know, somewhere for the kids to go for a couple of hours on that day. We are working on getting a sports figure in or a team to come in and speak to the kids. Okay. Also, they will get a card from Celebration Station with tokens on it where they can play the games.
Okay.
And then as well as they'll get an hour of unlimited pizza. We know it's not the healthiest, but unlimited pizza for an hour. So that's included in the registration. And we do have our registration on Eventbrite, and you can click on the link when you go to our website as well.
And so what is the cost?
The cost is $12.99.
$12.99.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes. So this is a great place. A great safe place, and activities and everything for the kids from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
And our target is to get a minimum 100 kids.
100 kids.
Between kids and adults, 100.
Okay.
That's our goal.
And do you have an age range that you're looking?
We target ages 5 to 17.
Okay.
But for this event, we want all kids to come.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Kids and adults.
Kids and adults.
Yes.
So you're looking to have 100 kids.
Yes. Minimum.
Okay. And so they're going to be able to have unlimited pizza for an hour.
Yes.
And then they're going to be able to play the games at Celebration Station.
That is correct.
And then they're also going to be active, going around, up
correct.
And doing different activities and all of that. Is there going to be any, are you going to teach anything at during the time?
Yes, we're going to have a segment where, like I stated, we're trying to get a sports figure in. Mm-hmm. I won't name that person or that team just yet.
Okay,
Working on that.
Okay.
But we want to get them in so that they can speak to the kids, mm-hmm. okay, and the parents that, participate. Because it's important that it's not just, we want them to come, we want them to have fun, run around, work up, a good sweat, and
right.
and have fun as well. But we do want to speak to them regarding health.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have a portion that covers that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know kids want to come just to have fun, so we're not going to hold them too long,
mm-hmm.
but I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, because I think that sometimes we don't realize, we think that athletes are just, they were just born that way. And athletes work very hard. I have athletes in my family. They watch how much water they drink. They pay attention to, what they eat. They want their bodies to be at the very best,
yes.
that it can be. So it's important for kids, I think, to hear from athletes so that they know exactly what it takes to be at the top of your game all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So wonderful. So and registration, you say we can register on Eventbrite.
That's yes. correct.
And so do you need to register before you come to the event? You need to pre-register.
Yes. Yes. You need to pre-register. The event, you need to have your ticket.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Present your ticket at the door.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So where can we find out more information? If moms are listening and they want to find out more information about the Youth Empowerment Lock-In on November 26th, where's all of the information stored?
It is on our website.
Okay.
And I can give that website address again.
Sure. Please give it again.
It is helpinghandsc40.wix.com/HHC40.
Wonderful. So how did you all come up with the idea to do the Youth Empowerment Lock-In?
Oh, my God. We're always brainstorming ideas.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Was it Ira? I'm not really sure, but I know we were in a meeting and we just kind of, she and I were talking
mm-hmm.
and she just kind of said, you know what? Well, at first I thought of a talent lock-in
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of changed that. And then she came up with the youth empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So, we kind of conversed back and forth with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really fresh idea. I've heard a lot of people's stories over the course of our doing Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. This is a fresh idea. And so I'm so happy that the Lord sent you all our way so that we could let people know about this. This is really good. And I love that you're doing it while the kids are out from school. And so we don't have any excuses, mm-mm. parents. We don't have any excuses.
That is correct. Absolutely.
We want the kids to come to the Youth Empowerment Lock-In and get active and get some great information, have fun at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, ladies, thank you all so much for coming by. I mean, this has been wonderful. I want you all to be encouraged, really. I want you all to be encouraged in the work that you're doing through Helping Hands Center for Obesity, because I just think that this is the work of the Lord. And,
thank you.
And I love that the Lord gave you this idea and you had the boldness to follow through with it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, Carla, let me mention one other thing.
Yes,
we do have a food pantry.
Okay.
We serve the community every first Friday from 12 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
So just to let listeners know
that
if you're interested and need fresh fruits and vegetables, produce,
wonderful.
Meat, we do have a food pantry.
Okay. And where's the food pantry?
The food pantry is located at 4703 Sunnyvale Street.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas, 75216.
Okay.
And it's inside of Calvary Philadelphia Baptist Church.
Okay. Okay.
In Oak Cliff.
Wonderful. So do you have to let you know ahead of time, or can people come right by?
Actually, they can just come right by.
Wonderful.
And they need to sign up for the program.
Okay.
And, once they sign up, they're more than, we'll give them food.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Latasha and Elka. This has really been a pleasure of mine. So, and I enjoyed this time talking with you about Helping Hands Center for Obesity. Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org for all of the great information about Love Ministries. I am Carla Nivens. I'm your host. I will see you back here next week.
Every heart, every woman. Mm-hmm. Every heart, every woman. Mm-hmm.